What's that? Your lunchbox?
Oh, you're starting right in, huh?
I told you to hang on to the money, Ralph, until you found out what this was all about. Now, wasn't that right, Mother?
You shut up! Sonny boy knows what he's doing.
She's not such a bad old crow at that, I'll say that.
Well, it was no surprise to Mrs. Finley. She said she knew all the time that it wasn't the uncle who committed the murder. It was the husband.
You are a blabbermouth!
Testing, testing, hot owl bound cow. 1, 2, 3, 4. Junior? Lower your right shoulder. Go!
The Honeymooners Podcast. The only podcast that is all about the greatest show of all time. With the stars, Joe Conte and Louis Fats.
Welcome, welcome, fellow raccoons and raccoonettes. What's happening, all you hurricanes, Bensonhurst bombers, and all the Pete Woodruffs of the world? You're listening to the Honeymooners Podcast with me, Joe Conte, and my pal, Louis Fats.
Hey, I forgot what I was going to say, Joe.
I don't remember that from the show.
I know, and it was
my flub. That's one of Louis' flubs.
That'll be flub of the week next week.
We're doing flub of the week right now. We're doing it right now. That's it. That was the flub of the week. The only discussion-based podcast all about the greatest show of all time. We record in the non-productive studios in Clifton, New Jersey. Subscribe to the show where you get your podcast, and if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and leave a positive review. The home base for the show is on the non-productive site. That's non-productive.com/honeymooners. And don't forget to like our Honeymooners podcast page, our Facebook podcast.
Flubs already.
Yeah, oh, God. They should do a show about us doing flub. They should have Uncle Leo doing us. Flub of the week. Yes, exactly. So what's going on, Lou?
Not much, Joe, but I'm excited for this one.
This one should be a good one.
Number 18?
Yeah, number 18. Yes.
I'll tell you what, though. It's going to be tough to follow 17.
17 was good.
Oh, 17 was great.
I actually listened to it like 3 times. Yeah, I usually listen to it once, because that's the only amount of time I can listen to my own voice. Yeah. I can listen to you and enjoy what you do, but my own voice, I'm like, all right, yeah, that was okay.
I'm up to 14.
But, yes, we are up to 18. 17 was great. That was, what was that one called? That was called, I can't remember them either.
I don't know what they're called. I can't even remember the titles of the episodes from the real show. Never mind our titles.
Yeah, but we know every
RX.
Line. Oh, yeah, RX.
RX, that
yes.
is it. RX.
From the hospital. RX. Yes, the hospital scene. Oh, that was so great. If this is the first one you're listening to, I mean, there's so many really, really good ones. And yeah. I'll be honest, the first couple were good.
Yes.
But we really started picking up steam.
Yeah.
And we started incorporating more clips, mm-hmm. and we kind of got the feel for what show was really about. You
the
know,
first couple were basically narrative. It was just me and you back and forth talking, which was nothing wrong with it.
No. And the first one was pretty much just us kind of getting an idea of what we wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah. Our direction.
Yeah, but we've really, I'll put it to you this way. When I listened to our podcast, when I listened to RX, mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it was over. I thought it was only like 15 minutes in, and it blew by.
It was so good.
And I don't have many good things to say about myself or anything that I do. So, and part is because I get to hear some of the clips from the show and us having fun with it and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So, that's what's happening with us. But You know what? Before we get started, I forgot, Louis, to even tell you, we have a voicemail.
Oh, the voicemail.
Might as well do it right away, right?
Do it now. That's
yeah, because I forgot.
I didn't hear it, so?
You didn't hear it, right?
No, I have no idea what the person's going to say.
I didn't hear it either, but I know who it is.
Okay.
Because they contacted me.
All right.
And they said, hey, listen, I left a voicemail. Hopefully it's cool. So we're playing.
Oh, what a surprise.
And here we go.
Hey there, Joe and Louie. This is Joy, a.k.a. Trixie. I'm the co-admin to Edward Lillywhite Norton's The Honeymooners Raccoon Lodge, which is on Facebook. I just love listening to your podcasts. They're always a regular riot. I was actually calling to invite you guys to join us for a night of roller skating and then dinner over at the Hong Kong Gardens afterwards. We can most likely get a meal for 60 cents, actually $1.20 for two meals and then split it. Not sure if we can get some bread, but if we ask enough times, they just may give it to us. This way we can use that to push the food onto the fork. Hope you guys can make it. It would be good to see you both. Thanks again for all the laughs. RX.
There it is. There, very good. She definitely did a lot of, it was a lot from the, number 39. Man's Pride.
Man's Pride.
Definitely a lot with the Hong Kong Gardens.
Hong Kong Gardens.
Very good.
The whole route.
Yeah, and listen.
Go the whole route.
So far, the voicemails we've gotten, they're doing a lot of the references to the shows.
Yep.
And those are great.
Yes.
I don't mind any of it, you know. I like the fact that she had to explain to us that 60 cents or two for $1.20.
$1.20, yeah. Have the chance to get my abacus out and, and hit that up.
And the fact that there was no bread there, but you needed to push the food.
He brought the bread.
Yeah, he brought the bread. But thank you, Joy. And we appreciate the listen and the voicemail. And Joy is the co-admin for the Honeymooners Raccoon Lodge. That's a Facebook group that I'm part of. And they let me promote our show on there. And and of course, with Edward Lillywhite Norton.
Right.
That's her partner. So thank you. We appreciate it, Joy. And you have brought us some joy.
Joy.
Yeah, that's why I'm not doing any comedy this weekend. Yeah, that's why I'm not working. Because of jokes like that. All right. So, first thing we want to do, because, all right, we are getting into Ethel Owen today.
People are out there like, who is Ethel Owen?
And you know who Ethel Owen is. Ethel Owen is one of the best secondary characters.
Yes.
The mother-in-law.
Yes.
Yes. Alice's mother.
Mrs. Gibson.
Mrs. Gibson. And we're basically going to get into a little bit of her on Funny Money, like one of the scenes there. Because it's one of Louis's Funny Money's it's like just becoming like just...
Oh, we keep on going back to it.
Keep going back to it all the time. Yeah. But she, amazingly enough, she lived to be 103 years old. She died in 1997.
Wow.
Her daughter was an actress, Pamela Britton. She was in my favorite Martian. She was in a bunch of different shows, but that was her daughter. She was born in 1893.
Wow.
So she
years
was
before. Yeah. Take me back to Sorrento.
Yeah,
in 1898.
Yeah, like 5 years
before Ernesto de Quisto put his pen to the paper.
That's what we're gonna get into in a few minutes. Pretty much her. She's only in three episodes.
Three. Yeah.
And. We'll get into that
in
a minute. We're going to do a quick whatever happened to.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going to do next, right?
Yeah, we'll do the whatever happened to.
That's what we should
do. We'll start
do.
That, and then we'll go right into Ethel Owen. And...
Yeah, because she, I think she's made, she could turn anybody into a complete fan on her own.
Oh, yeah.
Just on her own.
She's got great lines.
Yeah.
People don't underappreciate it.
Yeah. So we're going to do Whatever Happened To.
I say it every week, but I love this.
The Honeymooners podcast presents Whatever Happened To. The boys go deep into their shallow minds and try to imagine what would have happened to certain situations in the show if the episode had a to be continued or a part two. Yeah, I know. Joe and Louie need real jobs. And now here's Whatever Happened To.
All right, Whatever Happened To. We are, now with this one, we are going to actually get into, it happened to be another episode with Ethel Owen in it.
Yeah, she was in it.
And this one is The Matter of Record.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll play up what we're going to get into right here. This kind of leads into it, you know, and you guys know what's happening here, so.
Get out before I do something. You're a menace to society. You're a menace to me, and you are a stupid head. Now get out!
I love this.
Wait a minute before you say anything that I take offense at. I got some news for you. Alice is coming back. She's going to forgive you.
What?
Yes, I brought the right record over to Alice's mother's house, and I played it for Alice, and she sat there and listened to it, and she cried, and she cried, and she forgives you.
Oh, not. She's really coming back.
She's not only really coming back, she is back. She's down at the corner store now picking up a steak, and she's going to make you the best supper you ever had in your life.
Not, I don't know how to thank you, pal.
Friends?
Friends, pal. Friends.
Friends.
All right,
here we go.
Alice?
Oh.
Yes, sir?
I'm Dr. Folsom. I'm with the Department of Health. Do any children live in this apartment?
No, just my wife and myself.
There's an epidemic of measles in this building. The Manicotti boy has them, the Garrity boy, and a Mrs. Bennett's son. Apparently, it's still spreading.
Manicotti? Mm-hmm. Bennett's the guy. There goes my stickball team. Well, there's no children live here.
Mm-hmm. I'm just checking.
It's all right. What are you looking at?
Would you mind opening your mouth, please? Uh-huh. Did you ever have the measles?
No.
Well, you got them now.
That's impossible!
Ralph's gonna get the measles and go break out of...
Shut up! I can't have the measles. He's the one that plays with the kids. I don't play with them. How could I catch the measles?
Very simple. You probably got them from it. Let me look at you. Well, you're both in the same boat.
Oh, just a minute, madam. You live here?
Wait a minute. She doesn't understand. That's just my wife. She's been away for 3 weeks.
Understand what?
There's an epidemic of measles.
Measles.
Your husband
measles.
And this gentleman are infected.
A now, measle.
You're very fortunate that you've been away.
Don't touch me on
if
measles.
If you want to avoid measles, I suggest you stay away until the infection has subsided. Good afternoon.
Oh, Ralph, I don't mind.
Don't touch me. I'm measles.
Measles.
I'll stay and take care of you, Ralph.
No, sweetheart.
All right.
Okay.
It's all mushy from here. Yeah. But you understand. And
I mean, she does throw him the steak. That's actually pretty. But that's visual.
Yeah,
it's really
a visual thing. Yeah. She tosses him in and he catches it. Of course he does. but here's the whatever happened to him. The doctor basically comes in, gives him the bad news, and just walks out.
Yeah, checks Norton from like 10 feet away.
Yeah, from 10 feet away.
Open your mouth, and he didn't even open his mouth, basically.
Yeah, see you later.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Okay, there's an epidemic. Goodbye.
There's an epidemic. Not you should go to get your checked out. Maybe you should stay indoors. Something.
Do
just
this.
Go. Yeah, you got the measles. Gotta go. Like, what a jerk of a doctor that was. I mean, was he Kevorkian?
Well, they didn't get Dr. Seifer. I mean,
they didn't get the best they have in the hospital. No, apparently this is the second best. He's not getting the best of care.
He's not.
For
he's
sure not. They're not getting the best of care with this one.
He just walks out.
I love that. He's like, okay, you have the measles, you should stay away. Take care. Goodbye.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon. And good evening. Good night. Just what a great thought you had. Because you were the one that said it. You're like, what is this Folsom guy? He's just the worst doctor ever.
This is an epidemic. This ain't somebody. This is an epidemic.
Epidemic. Yeah, exactly. And first of all, like you said, he can tell measles from 12 feet away with a man who's somewhat opening his mouth
like
on a downward angle.
Can't even see his bottom teeth.
Yes. In the same boat?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the same boat.
You're in the same boat?
I mean, I don't know what they did in the 50s for the measles. I mean, I had measles in the 50s. I don't remember what they did, but...
I'm sure it wasn't just, yeah, figure it out yourself.
Stay home. Tell them not to scratch.
Yeah, it's a do-it-yourself measle cure. Hey, we're in the same boat.
All right. So
he's not the one that plays. I'm not the one that plays with the kids. Oh, okay. It's goodness. But
that was a good one.
Yes, it sure was.
Dr. Folsom. One yes. and done. But he didn't flub anything.
No,
that's
he was
how I was kind of disappointed.
He was great.
One and done without a flub.
Great voice. The guy is a great voice.
Really
projects
good
voice.
Yep.
Really great, great voice. Dr. Folsom.
And that came across really as a doctor. He had that doctor look to him.
Yeah. You know? Maybe he was a doctor, actor, or whatever. I don't know. But back to Ethel Owen.
Yeah.
I think we just reiterated this out of the three episodes she's on. Mm-hmm. She's on, of course, Funny Money. She's on A Matter of Record, and she's on the $99,000 Answer.
Yeah.
Three, arguably, could be most DEFCON 3 fans would probably have to admit they're in their top five.
I could see those three being in someone's top five.
Top five, easily. Top ten, for sure.
Oh, sure, top ten.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I think that it's not just because, obviously, it's not just because of her, but just she's like the cherry on top of a great episode.
Yeah.
You know, because the $99,000 Answer was all about, you know, the physicality with Norton playing the piano and him guessing and all of that. And even like, you know, Garrity
coming up. Yeah,
Mrs.
Monicotti. Great scene with Mrs. Monicotti coming in.
That little piece when she comes in, and I just want to be there and see your face when you miss
when
it.
When you miss it.
It's just great. So, and we're going to go and just get into a little bit of this Funny Money part when she comes in towards the end. And Louis makes a great observation, but we'll get into this first. This is when the guys come in.
Hold up. It's me, Norton. Want the money. Put the car in the garage?
Hey, what happened to the car?
Yeah, they don't have the car.
Toward Mexico. What? Hey, congratulations, Roger. Find another bag. Is this one stuffed with money, too?
Look, I got no time to explain.
But he's going
to
explain.
That bag was full of counterfeit money. The police arrested me right now. Counterfeit?
I got no time to explain, but I'm going to
tell you what happened.
I'm going to explain.
I got to get out of town before they catch up with me.
I want to know where he's going to...
Dum-de-dum-dum.
That's them. That's the police.
There's nobody in here.
Shut up.
Now, this next line, I wonder if it's an ad-lib.
What am I going to do, Norton? What am I going to do? Listen, do the only thing you can do. Destroy the evidence. Then they can't pin anything on you. Put it in the oven. Burn it up.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Right here.
I'll be right out. My wife's taking a bath in the sink.
Right there. Great line.
It is a great line. Because it's somebody who's manic.
Yeah.
Say something.
I'm coming.
So stupid. I wonder if that's a... I wonder.
Yeah, it could be. It's debatable.
Now look, no matter what I say, you swear yes to it.
Don't worry about it. I'm your pal. I'll stick with you right to the end.
Yes, sir?
I never saw this man before in my life.
Which one of you guys is crammed in?
He is.
Great friends.
Yeah.
You heard me. Which one is Cramden?
I admit it. I'm Cramden. But look, I didn't know it was counterfeit money. I found it on the bus. I wouldn't lie to a couple of detectives. Honest, pal. I just found it on the bus.
Detectives?
Hey, boss, he thinks we're...
Look, Cramden, I'll tell you what. We're going to give you a break. You give us some money and we won't turn you in. Us cops don't like to put innocent people in trouble.
Innocent people in trouble.
In trouble.
You mean if I give you back that money, you'll let me go?
That's right.
Right away. Wait a minute, Rock. Don't give them the money. They're not the police. What are you talking?
Didn't you hear one of them call the other one Ziggy? They're from the investment company, Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Ziggy.
You leave me alone. All right, where is it?
I'm out.
You heard me. Where is it?
All right.
All right.
Okay,
Fatso.
I'm giving you 10 seconds to give us the money or I'm letting you have it.
And he looks at his watch for the 10 seconds.
Yeah, he's got to look at his watch.
Officer, arrest that big fat one there. He's the one who gave me the counterfeit bill.
Mama, I'm Sonny Boy.
Don't you call me Mama, you crook. And these others are probably members of his gang.
Members all of his right, gang. All right. That
I don't
is
know who
great.
Anybody is. I'm taking you all downtown. We'll straighten this out at headquarters. So come on, let's go.
Yeah, what?
Fine way to treat your favorite son-in-law.
Oh, would I like to belt you.
All right. Okay. Here's the thing. Right off the bat, she saved his life.
He was ready to get shot in 5 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, as long as the guy's watch
died. If his watch died,
he might have lasted a little bit longer.
He's staring at his watch.
I got to give you 10 seconds, or I'm going to let you have it. Right. 10. Hold on.
The small
hand is on the duck's foot.
Cameron Swayze for Timex.
Yes.
But she actually saves his life.
She saves his life.
And he wants to give her, and he wants a belter one.
And he wants a belter one. Just because. And what's great, too, is members of his gang.
His gang. That's cool.
What gang is that? Yeah, Buffet Brothers?
Yeah, what, he gave her $100? Counterfeit 100, like Ralph's printing money with his gang.
Yes.
Oh, God.
She knew he found the money on the bus. Yeah. Why would she think he was in it? It's members of his gang.
Saves his life.
She was fantastic, man.
Got a good lines in there. Like when he comes in with the thing. What's that? Your lunchbox?
Great line. Absolutely. She was just fantastic. She was a great. I guess they call it antagonist.
I guess she's the antagonist. Yeah.
Yeah. Because she was
start this Mammy Yoakum day.
Yeah. And dude, and matter of record, you know the blabbermouth scene.
Oh, the blabbermouth scenes. Again, with the word iconic.
Iconic. But
it's
it is.
Iconic.
Yeah.
It's something that everybody remembers. Like, that's, Joe, if you figure like maybe DEFCON 2 people,
yeah,
but still no blabbermouth.
Yeah. That. And also, and believe me, I'm not bringing politics in it, but there was a famous clip that somebody did with Ralph screaming at her calling, and all the different things.
Right.
But it was Trump's head.
Okay.
And it was a big thing on the internet.
Right.
But it was, and forget, it doesn't matter, but it was just a point that it became this big, huge thing because of politics, but they brought blabbermouth in it. And it was Ralph doing his thing, and then they just showed Trump's face.
Yeah.
And it was funny, whether you, doesn't matter, but the point is they brought the blabbermouth thing in it, just like the hip-hop artist
we did a
bunch of episodes ago where one of the lines was, you're a blabbermouth, and he did it exactly the way Ralph did it. And then also, she was in the $99,000 question.
Yeah.
She was great.
Oh, it's good. Oh, really good.
Just fantastic. But
and even when she walks in before all this happens, when you go, darling boy.
Darling boy.
Oh, so you found out I got the money, huh? Money? What money?
Yes.
She's great. She's great. She played a great part.
Yeah.
With some good lines.
Yeah, yeah. They fed her great lines.
Fed her some great lines.
She played them good. No flubs.
No,
I don't think
no.
She had any flubs. No.
Only time it's. I don't think it's not a flub, but there was a big laugh at one. She goes, "I guess a man."
Oh,
I guess a man doesn't have to get fat if he doesn't want to.
Right.
Well, she stopped and waited for the laughter, but the bad thing about that is she kind of repeated her line.
Right.
But I guess not anticipating this laughter.
Yeah, I don't think she
whatever they
realized.
Said before that. Yeah.
Well, she goes, and he's so tall and slim. And she didn't realize that they were going to laugh that much.
Because they're looking at Ralph's face. Ralph's making the face. He's got the alarm clock.
And plus, she's saying exactly opposite of what
he is. Yeah, yeah.
So that's when she goes, I guess a man doesn't. And then she stops.
Which was everybody's laughing. Everybody's laughing.
Everybody was laughing.
She didn't want to,
You know? So,
step
you know,
on over
like,
it. So she
waited. Like our pal said that nobody waits for lines. Nobody waits for lines.
Yeah. Well, Ethel Owens waited for a while.
She sure did. And she lived 103 years doing that. So, but yes, Ethel Owen, wonderful. Too bad she wasn't in more episodes.
Yeah.
I'm sure if they did a second season, they would have found more things for her. But she was fantastic.
Yes, she was.
She was great.
She was great, Ethel Owen.
All right.
God bless her.
All right. Now what we're going to do is we are going to do a quick flub of the week.
Here we go.
This is a new one that we've never talked about.
Yeah.
And didn't somebody...
Yeah, my friend Jeff. Jeff Scotto, our friend.
Yes.
Our good friend Jeff Scotto brought it to my attention. Yep. He said to me, like, he goes, ever since I've been listening to your podcast, he goes, now I'm looking for flubs.
Looking for flubs, right? Yeah. And he found one that, I mean, we might have heard it, but we never... Because you're not looking for it.
You're not looking for it, yeah.
You know? And this is from The Sleepwalker. And it's right when Ralph comes back out from getting Ed off the roof.
Ralph, is he all right?
Is he all right? Goes up a fire escape, caught two rooms, stands on a ledge from sound of fire escape, in his window, into his bedroom.
Fire escape! Who are you firing? I'm firing that scrape guy over there.
Scrape.
You know what? I love the way he says, is he all right? Is he all right? Yeah. Is there something about it?
Ralph, is he all right?
Goes up a fire escape, across two rooms, stands on a ledge, comes down a fire escape, in his window, into his bedroom, and he didn't need to make a sleep.
Hey, went up the fire escape, down the fire escape, across two scrapey roofs.
McCluskey's building.
And he says Kosciuszko Bridge perfectly.
This is the thing, too. This is the second time Trixie is downstairs with them while he's upstairs by himself.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you just run upstairs? Like, he's up there? All
right,
let me go watch him.
Right.
Like, the last time. How is he? I'm not going. Oh, no. No, he's asleep. But the last time I left him, he was asleep. But what the heck are you doing in the Grandin's?
Yeah, she's like, at least there was when I left him. Yeah. She's all, like, upset. Yeah. It's like, why don't you go up there
and drink an eye on him?
Yeah, have a couple of cups of coffee, you weirdo. Stay up for a few hours. Why don't they do? They could have done shifts like in the war. You know, you stay up for 4 hours and then you stay up for 4 hours. But if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have gotten this.
Ralph.
Yeah.
Is he all right?
Goes up a fire escape, across two rooms, stands on a ledge, comes down a fire escape, in his window, into his bedroom, and he gets...
That's so great.
God. That's great. What a flub.
Fire escape.
So we had three flubs today. Mine, Joe's, and Ralph's.
Yeah. We got the trifecta of fire escapes. Flubs. Oh, goodness. That is great.
Oh,
now, before we go, do you have...
Oh, I have a trivia question.
You have a trivia question.
I just pull this, you know, being that we're talking about Ethel Owen.
Yes.
It's an easy one. Okay. Kind of easy. What is the address of Mrs. Gibson?
Oh. I think I know that. Where does she live? 33
Kosciuszko
Street?
There you go.
Is it 33 Kosciuszko Street?
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
Woo. Yeah. I am trivia answer man.
Joe's got 2 weeks in a row.
You nailed your putter. Yeah, but you gave me...
that's okay.
You gave me the initials.
Yeah.
But listen, episode 17... No, this is episode 18.
This is 18. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for giving us a listen. We really, really appreciate it. Tell your friends about this show. Take the picture that is up on our Facebook, the Honeymooners Facebook thing. Frame it. Screenshot it and put it up on your Facebook. Yeah. It just says the Honeymooners Podcast. You know, let other people know there might be some other DEFCON 3s that you don't know about.
Joe, we got a couple of new emailers.
Oh,
so, yeah,
we do.
Up to five now.
Whoa, what do we got now? Because the last one was the Italian kid.
The Italian kid, he was one of them. Then we have our Joseph J. from
Florida. Right.
Who was laughing so hard listening to... Listen to the podcast in his car. He almost went off I-95.
Right. I highly doubt that for real. I've never laughed so hard that I almost crashed. I could be listening to George Carlin's Seven Dirty Words. I'm not going to crash. But I appreciate that.
Joe,
wonderful.
Keep your eyes on the road. You got your $50 fine and your 50-minute lecture. who's the other guy? Ray from Georgia.
I don't know this one.
I think I sent you that one.
No.
I'll have to go back and look. If I figure out how to do that, I'll...
Yeah, just figure out how
and,
to forward an email.
Believe it, Rick. Rick from, I think, the Boston area.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Rick from the Boston. So it's good. They
were very complimentary
emails?
Very
complimentary, yep.
Awesome.
All good. All positive emails.
That's great, man. We thank you so much, everybody. And
just keep those emails coming.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to thank, of course, Joy, who called and left in a voicemail. Thank you. We want to thank her and Edward Lily White Norton for letting us promote on their Facebook group page.
Yeah.
Also, check out Edward Lily White. Lily White thing. ELN. check out his podcast, the Honeymooners Trivia Podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, it's very good. It's a lot of fun. It's different than this, but it's a lot of fun. And also, I have my other show called The Conti and Kenny Show. It is a radio show we do live on Monday nights at 7 o'clock on More Like Radio, and then we podcast it. It's very good. We've been doing it for almost 15 years and completely different than this. We're filthy and we say terrible things to each other, but it's a good time. So thank you, everybody. Episode 18 in the books.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. For me and Lou, we'll see you next time.
Night, all.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
We'll have to do this again real soon.
How about tomorrow night?
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.